Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office is investigating a possible murder at the residence of Donna Hoopsch in Burnt Ranch. The press release reports that a subject contacted the sheriff's office on the 15th, stating that Hoopsch told them she had shot a man by the name of Anthony and needed help moving the body. A search of Hoopsch's property on that date turned up no body or any evidence of a shooting. On Tuesday, however, investigators returned to the Burnt Ranch residence armed with a search warrant, and they found a body some 150 feet down a hillside from Hoopsch's residence. Hoopsch was arrested and booked into county jail on suspicion of homicide. The Fortuna Police Department is asking for the public's help with information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for numerous slashed tires. 15 vehicles had their tires vandalized near Campton Heights Drive sometime between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, leaving vehicle owners fuming over the inconvenience and the cost of repairing the damaged tires. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Fortuna Police Department. And the Fortuna Police Department will conduct a driver's license and DUI checkpoint on Saturday night within city limits, beginning at 8 p.m. and wrapping up sometime Sunday morning. This weekend is the final weekend for the Humboldt County Fair, and the very popular Hops and Humboldt Festival takes place in Rohnert Park on Saturday as well. Drivers will be screened for signs of impairment, as well as for valid licenses, registrations, and insurance. The local college and university have already begun classes, and beginning next week, students across the county will return to their elementary, middle, and high school campuses. The Eureka Police Department's Traffic Safety Division wants to remind motorists that this means lots of kids walking, biking, and being dropped off at schools, and to use caution when driving through a school zone. Traffic officers will be on patrol in school zones monitoring traffic, and you're reminded that in all school zones the speed limit is 25 miles per hour and that it's illegal to pass a school bus displaying flashing red lights. Be careful and watch out for the kids. Caltrans announced today that the State Transportation Commission has allocated $745 million for road projects across the state. In Humboldt County, that means $11.5 million for the construction of retaining walls and improvements to drainage along Highway 299 near Blue Lake, and another $3.6 million to install guardrails along a 43-mile stretch of the 299. In Mendocino County, $4.1 million will be used to replace a culvert and a bridge at Dunn Creek on Route 1. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state legislature has given final approval to and sent to the governor a bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro. It gives law enforcement tools to battle illegal drug operations, protecting environmentally sensitive forest lands and those who use them. Assembly Bill 2284 goes to the governor for his signature nearly a year after the death of Fort Bragg City Council member Jerry Mello, who was killed when he stumbled on an illegal grow while inspecting forest lands near the city on August 27th last year. The best way to prevent illegal drug operations from damaging the environment and threatening those who use our forest is to stop these operations from being established in the first place, Chesbro said. This legislation gives law enforcement new tools to protect our public resource lands and private industrial timberland. And Assembly Bill 1886, also authored by Wes Chesbro, would help the Department of Fish and Game educate the aquaculture industry about sustainable practices and has been approved by both houses of the legislature and sits on the desk of Governor Brown awaiting his signature. The bill would expand the duties of the Aquaculture Coordinator, a self-funded program within the Department of Fish and Game, and the industry will pay for that expansion. Aquaculture is an important industry in California, especially on the North Coast, Chesbro said in a release. This clean, sustainable industry has benefited from the educational services provided by the Aquaculture Coordinator Program within the Department of Fish and Game. The California Aquaculture Association has asked to pay for an expansion of this program by increasing licensing fees the industry pays. And that's the news on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.